The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I want to make sure that I thanked... Hang on. I got to pull up the call center here. Brenda in Marysville. I'm pretty sure I thanked her and Aaron in Dublin, Janice in Canal Winchester, because of your gifts today. We're slightly over our goal of $7,800, and I am just so incredibly thankful for that. I'd love to see us go further, because every radio that we provide to Africa will impact, I mean, conservatively, every radio is going to impact 10, 20, 30, 40 people. How could a radio out in the bush not impact dozens and dozens of people, every single radio? So I'd love to see how many we can send. Our goal was 156. If my math is right, I think we're at 158. Now another $100 would take us to 160. And I don't know, maybe we're done. If we are, we've met our goal, and let's just rejoice and thank God. But I think we can go further. 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. There has been a lot said about President Biden's mental capacity. And I am not into exaggeration and hyperbole, and I'm honestly not into disrespecting President Biden, because he is the president. I agree with almost nothing he says or does, but he is the president. He was inaugurated. He is the president. We can debate all day long whether, you know, the election was rigged or whatever, but the bottom line is he is the president, and we should at least respect the office. But there has been a lot of questions about his mental competency, and I haven't given much stock to it, because he handled himself fairly well in the debates. He can certainly read a teleprompter, okay, but he really begins to fall apart when he's off script, off teleprompter. He was in Cincinnati for a town hall meeting with CNN. By the way, their ratings were pathetic. This is a town hall with the president of the United States. Well, think about that. A town hall meeting with the president of the United States. Their television ratings were deplorable, horrible, awful. But in the middle of this town hall, President Biden completely lost his place. I want to play for you the audio. I promise you, this is absolutely unedited. This is exactly how President Biden responded to a question by Don Lemon. You listen to this, and you tell me that he is not suffering some cognitive issues. Here it is, President Joe Biden answering a question at a town hall meeting in Cincinnati.
That's underway, just like the other question that's illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is in fact, it's going to be, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. Yeah. That's underway too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means, you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA. Yeah.
And by the way, Don Lemon says, yeah, you mean the FDA? And the President of the United States says, yeah, the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration. The FDA is the Food and Drug Administration, not the Federal Drug Administration. If you listen to that audio clip, you have a man, and hey, listen, we all stammer with our words. I'm on the air 2.5 hours every single day. I am preaching for 45 minutes to an hour almost every weekend during the year. I do a lot of speaking. And sometimes I get tongue-tied. But that was more, that wasn't tongue-tied. That was gross confusion. Gobbledygook. He had no idea what he was saying. None of that made any sense whatsoever. Say, Bob, you're exaggerating. Jeff, can you play it again? Play it again. Maybe you weren't listening carefully. Listen to this, and then you tell me what he's saying. Here it is, President Joe Biden.
That's underway, just like the other question that's illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is in fact, it's going to be, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. Yeah. That's underway too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means, you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA. Yeah.
And again, the clip ended, but Don Lemon says the FDA, and President Biden says, yeah, the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration. And again, it's the Food and Drug Administration. Now, I'm not playing that clip to make fun, because I don't think there's anything funny about it. When Donald Trump was elected, there was a great deal of concern about his finger on the nuclear button. Do you remember back how many people said he was going to push the button and get us into a nuclear war because he was so inept, he was so dumb, he was so stupid? Do you remember that? Well, actually, he handled himself incredibly well on the international stage. He was brash. There was no doubt about it. But he didn't get us into trouble. He didn't get himself into trouble. But I think there is genuine concern that President Biden has the mental capability to be the President of the United States. And by the way, the White House physician under Barack Obama and Donald Trump, it was unusual, but he did carry over. The White House physician, the chief doctor for the White House under President Obama and then under Donald Trump, has suggested that President Biden has serious enough mental difficulties that he must take a cognitive exam and possibly the 25th Amendment of the United States should be invoked for President Joe Biden. Now, if you listen to this program, I'm not one to follow conspiracies, and I just don't do that. But I think this is a very serious concern. From the very beginning, I have said he will not fulfill his 4 years. I think that's becoming more and more evident. I'm not making fun, and I'm certainly not making light. But we are seeing these things where he totally loses his place, can't put a sentence together, forgets people, forgets what the Pentagon is. And it seems under the pressure of the presidency, it seems to be getting worse. Do I want him removed? Then we would have President Kamala Harris. I don't think we would be better off. So that's not my point. My point is, I think every American has a right to have serious concern about the mental competency of our president. And that is something that should be taken seriously.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. As usual, I give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, but I've also been giving you the number for Trans World Radio, 888-988-5656. Yesterday, we began with $0 and zero radios. We had a goal of 156 radios for Africa, which translated to $7,800, $50 a radio. Well, Phil in Plain City, just a few moments ago, called 888-988-5656. And now we are at 160 radios. Phil, God bless you. No. We're at 162 radios. I did the wrong math. We're at 162 radios. God bless you, Phil. Thank you. Many of you called yesterday. Many of you have called today. We have exceeded our goal. And we're now at 162 radios. You can give all weekend. You can call that number, 888-988-5656. I think you can call that just about any time. I know you can go online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you would prefer to give online this weekend, go to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. But just praise God for your generosity. Thousands of Africans are going to be impacted because you have provided these radios. And I mean, literally thousands, not dozens, not hundreds, thousands are going to be impacted. I'm a very visual person. I use my imagination a lot, maybe too much. But I've been to Malawi. I've been out in the bush in Africa, in many of the countries around Africa. I've been out in the bush. And I'm just now imagining a little church. The benches are made out of split logs, may have walls, may not, but it will have a thatched roof, and the split log benches with no seats. And I can just imagine 60 or 70 Africans meeting in this makeshift church. And somebody's up front, and they grab that radio, and they start cranking the generator. They crank on it for a minute or two, and then they tune in to Trans World Radio. And for the next hour, that little church out in the bush, which has no way possible to get to Bible college or a seminary, will listen to the same Bible teaching that you listen to on WRFD radio. Isn't that quite a thought? Sitting around, of course, in their own language, translated in their own language, drinking in like sponges the Word of God because of your generosity. That's going to happen all over. 888-988-5656 if you want to continue to give. Folks, we thought that this whole mass thing was done, over, finished. It looks like we're starting all over again. Here in Columbus, Ohio, all children, all staff are going to be required to wear masks the entire time that they're in school and on the buses as well. I believe there's going to be a mass revolt. Because do you remember the mothers in Florida? And this was documented. This was well documented. A group of mothers in Florida several weeks ago sent their kids to school with either freshly washed or brand new masks. When the kids came home from school, the mothers gathered those masks and they took it to Gainesville. What is in Gainesville? Florida State or University of Florida? University of Florida in Gainesville. They took the mask to a lab at the University of Florida. All right? Not some fly-by-night lab. And of the, I want to get this right. Of the six masks that were taken to the lab at the University of Florida, five of them were contaminated with, quote, bacteria, parasites, and fungi, including three with pathogenic and pneumonia-causing bacteria. And this is what we're going to subject the kids to? By the way, I want to thank Carolyn in Westerville. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Carolyn in Westerville. Just called 888-988-5656. Have a great weekend, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.